Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this Ian and Catherine podcast from the archive. If you like what you hear and you want to get a more up-to-date edition of the show, why not head to www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. That's www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. And there you'll find a paywall package to suit your pocket.
Hello, Nelly Nellington.
Hello, Ian and Catherine. You're on about counting the ball, and if you want it, I have this.
Oh.
What is it?
It is an album of counting the ball, which I found the other day.
Well, that doesn't look like an album.
Well, it's got 10 tracks on.
Cannon and Ball, house scene, pub scene, car scene, studio scene, Oliver's Army. Could we hear Oliver's Army, please, by Cannon and Ball? Alexa, play Oliver's Army by Cannon and Ball. Oliver's Army, and I wonder if they drop the N word.
What? Oh yeah.
It's got the N word in, isn't it? Oliver's Army, Cannon and Ball.
P.S. Congratulations on your 9 hours sleep last night.
Oh.
Nelbert,
you don't need to play it. Bear with me, please. Bear with me. We're going to hear you.
Attention, business owners.
You won't hear it. I'll call you back. I'll call that guy back because I want to hear Cannonball. Cannonball singing Oliver's Army.
Just get him, will you? All right, Tommy, don't get upset. Try me best. Hold it, fellas. Sorry, hold it, fellas.
Do you know I've been up all night with this cough?
Listen, you, why didn't you sing?
Because I can't hear the band.
That's because you haven't got your headphones on.
Oh, dear, no, I'll put them on now.
All right, don't you realise this is your big chance?
You what?
This is your big chance.
You what?
I can't hear a thing with these on.
Well, pull them off.
You told me to put them on.
Don't bother. Get serious, right? What? The producer's watching to know you've got a reputation to make here.
How do you mean?
Well, I've convinced the producer that you want it, Paul.
All right, Julian.
Oh, here we go.
Now, calm down.
This already is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Don't start me talking. I could talk all night. My mind was sleepwalking.
Apologies if the N-word pops up.
But in the world to write, cockery is information. Have you got yourself a hump? Oliver's Army is on the way.
They're going to say the N-word.
Oliver's Army is here to stay. And I would rather be anywhere else.
How's he doing, Julian? Oh, we like
gay jokes.
Hong Kong is up for grabs. London is full of Arabs. Who could be in Palestine? Overrun with the Chinese line. With the boys from the Mersey and the Thames.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
There's no danger. It's a
professional career. Wake up, be your hands, is it?
We skipped it. Oh, God.
What was that for?
Thank you.
Look at how you spit all over the guitar
Thank you.
Player. Look at him in that box, though. He likes it.
Thank you.
What do you mean he likes it? He's waving at me. No, Tommy, I'm
Good.
Not a punk
Good.
Singer. Okay, you can do the country and western, right? But...
Thank you.
Thank you,
Wow.
Thank you, Julian, who it would appear... was the butt of many jokes there, but...
That was like playing Russian roulette with a loaded gun. That was a roller coaster ride. Oh, my God. Yeah. One less N-word. Thank you very much, Peter. Let's get Nellington back. My God, I did not know that existed. That's going to get tweeted. Holy... Oh, Hello?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Nelly. That was something else, right?
Well, there's a track on here called Rock On Tommy, which is basically a disco song as well, which is goes even beyond Old's Army as well.
Really?
So, and, it's sort of... I don't know what to think of it, really.
Are there any N-words in it?
No.
I'm not interested.
No.
Wow. Is it more or less homophobic than the song we just heard?
I don't think it's homophobic at all.
But you wouldn't, because you're a bigot. Would a normal person find it homophobic?
I believe so, yes.
all right. Rock On Tommy, I'm So In Love With You.
Might be that.
Okay. All right.
Disco, though. Disco version. Have a go.
All right. We'll do. I have to cut you off.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I don't like that. Ross is Rock On Tommy.
Ever wonder why so many people say they want to learn guitar, but very few actually learn to play?
Because we're not dickheads. Here's the...
Our lives were about to change. Before Ants and Deck, these guys were...
Rock On Tommy, the Bobby Ball story.
Come on now.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. Anyway... Right, so this is Rock On Tommy, I'm So In Love With You. Oh, this is it, isn't it? Pete says maybe they put the N-word into other songs as a surprise. Possible.
We'll soon find out.
Born from an egg on a mountain top.
Sexy noises in it for. Is that you?
Oh, Rock On Tommy!
Oh, God!
I was out on my own, living alone, and I needed someone to brighten my life. Somebody with style to make me go for a while, and then you came along. Well, you look so good that I can't believe it's true.
This is a love song to Tommy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Caroline.
Rock On Tommy! With you! Get down and get with it!
I don't think it's really Rock On Tommy. Tommy. Just say it now and again.
It's disco on Tommy.
You'll make one. That'll do for me.
Don't ever go. I want you so. Your loving is all that I need.
I mean, this song's alright.
Why don't you stay
just one
more day? I'll show you the way that I feel.
Look,
come, Tommy, who's the best?
Who's the best? Tommy's not there.
No.
Okay, I mean, there's 3.5 minutes of that.
Of that.
It's got 4 thumbs down. That, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. That deserves a thumbs up.
That's from the little large stands.
Yeah, exactly. What a strange roller coaster of a discovery journey we're having today. We've got meeting with Keith and Hemda today, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Is that 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What are we talking about? How to make money.
Yeah, how to not go insane.
How to not go insane. It'd be nice to see those guys. Oh, I had an email yesterday, and I may have scared him off. I was not surprising from Harold Bronson. Now, Harold Bronson has been a guest on the show. I don't expect you to remember him, but he was the head of, he made Rhino Records, which became this huge, he doesn't own it now, he sold it, which became this huge record label. And they kind of reinvented the Monkees in the 80s until David Jones blew it. Because they wanted to make like a sort of kind of 60s style album with the Monkees in 1986 in the same way that Paisley Park and the Bangles, that kind of vibe. And David Jones was, nope, we're making a rock album. And they said they made a shit album.
And you persisted with that mullet.
I have a lot of affection for Pool It, the Monkees 1986 album, but it's a stinker. There's no way around it. He's that guy. And he's fascinating. And he sent me an email saying, I've got a new book coming out. And it talks about Andy Kaufman. And I listened to your Andy Kaufman thing on Radio 4. And I said, okay, it was great. I'd love to have you on. However, you know, whereas before when you spoke to us, we were filling out arenas. At the moment, we're doing, you know, we're the equivalent of a room above a pub to 12 people and a dog. So I said, if you want to come on, it'd be great. But the numbers are not quite maybe what you were expecting it. So he wrote back going, okay, thanks. So we'll see. But I was thrilled to get an email from him.
I think it's fair that you say this to them, though. There are plenty of people who would just try and
Not going to bullshit these people. I mean, Will Storr was going to come on, and I said to Will, I don't want to waste your time, man. We'd sell a couple because you guys do that. But I said, I don't want to waste your time. It's not, you know, it's not talk radio levels. It's a few hundred, and he shared some stuff with me about reduced circumstances. And that was that. You know, you guys are the greatest, but, you know, it's not fair inviting someone on who's selling a book to talk to 74 people because it's kind of a waste, potentially.
Unless they're aware of that and they're cool with it.
Izzy says, do not mention moving in with Rico. I would suggest there are two potential worst Monkees songs. Would you like to hear them? And you, Catherine, can be the arbiter of which is the worst Monkees song of all time.
Come on, then, let's
both, hear. Both Davy Jones. Both Davy Jones.
Oh, dear, really?
Davy's fascinating. He kind of drove the Monkees. He also kind of ruined them in the 80s. They were going to make a movie. They were going to make a movie in the 80s. Maybe the 90s. There was a couple of movies. And the movie was going to be that the Monkees move to a town where everything that you read in National Enquirer is true. And they were going to kind of live in this town.
Okay.
And there was a script and there was a budget. And they were offered like something like $50,000 each, $100,000 each to kind of like own them for this movie while it was getting. And Dave said, nope, I want $1 million. And they went, yes, we haven't got $1 million. It's like this 50,000 each. It's just like a, you know, a gratuity to show you that we're interested and keen. But, it's, you know, it's not. I want $1 million. We're not going to be able to make the movie. Okay, fuck it. And they didn't make the movie because of that. So here are the two contenders for the worst Monkees songs of all time. First off, second album, 1966, more of the Monkees. The Day We Fall in Love. Here we go. That's the stereo version, guys.
There'll be birds singing everywhere.
Oh, God.
And the wind will be blowing through your hair.
Which hair?
They're kids, mate, so it's going to be their head.
Look into your eyes.
Yeah.
And wait for the prize.
The chords are nice. Chords are nice.
Your lips kissing mine.
Stop it now, please. This is making my ovaries shrivel.
And you'll look so young and fair. On the day we fall in love.
What's he talking about? That's from Manchester.
On the day we fall in love.
There is one song that potentially is worse.
Is that it? Is it that all the way through?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's no singing. I thought it was revving up. I thought it was doing like a Diana Ross.
No, that's it.
Flipping it. No.
So there is another song. We now go to 1986. And we go to the song She's Moving In With Rico.
Oh, God, no. Already no.
Here we go.
She might be moving in with him because of this.
There were tears in her eyes when she gave me the news last night. I tried to disguise all the hurt that
the
I
song
felt
was
inside.
Shy.
She said she'd always like to be
Here comes the chorus, guys. And we went another verse. Or maybe, I can't remember how this song. Here we go, chorus. Catherine, the choice is yours. Which is the worst of those two songs?
The first one. The first
one.
Yeah, the second one.
You liked it. You liked the white boy reggae.
I didn't like it. Don't get me wrong. I thought they were both poo. But
you liked the white boy reggae.
One of them was slightly less offensive.
Oh, my God.
And it was the one where it was a Mancunian pretending to be a posh boy trying to seduce with talking nonsense in that way that's supposed to sound like poetry.
This is where I am in my relationship with the Monkees. I sold a load of stuff. I've stopped selling now because I'm getting a little bit... and I sold a full collection, 32 editions of Monkees Monthly, and I sold it for maybe 200 quid. That's slightly over the top end of what it's probably worth. But it's worth whatever someone wants to pay. And I'm reading this thick Monkees book that Andrew Sandoval wrote, and I'm kind of reading. It's big. So I'm doing like two pages a night. That's all I can handle. And this is where the sickness is, the insecurity. And then I'm on eBay looking for complete sets of Monkees Monthlies, going, I'd really like to read them now. I had it for like 10 years and never read it. And I think, because sometimes you can get them for like 20 quid, a full set, because they sneak through. If you get one for 20 quid, you can read it and then sell it.
Stop it.
That's where my head is at, was looking at stuff last night. Oh, fucking hell.
And then it all arrive and you go, there's a reason why I didn't read it last time.
Go to sleep. Lights off, guys. Put on BBC Radio 4. And I heard a funny thing on 4 Extra last night, which is not surprising because it's great and I love doing the voiceover for it. It was a Welsh comedy. Does anyone know what this is? It's called like Neris Peris or something. It was a Welsh sitcom. And it was great. And what was great, there was, it's about a daughter leaving home. And there was a lovely bit where the mum does a phone call and she does it all in Welsh.
Right.
And every now and then there'll be like an English word will come out. But the audience is obviously Welsh. The audience were pissing themselves at this... this bit in Welsh, it was really good, really, really good. I need to see if I can find out what it was, and well, I will tell you.
Neris Peris, everyone.
Neris Peris. Good evening, Alistair.
I've just woken up.
Yay! Good lad. Well done.
Sleep.
I believe you are what would be referred to in the olden days as a slattern. Congratulations.
I myself am deeply envious.
My sleep's been pants.
Well, good. I'm glad you're catching up. I'm glad you're catching up. And it's nice. If you've got nothing on for the day, waking up at 11 and you've not been sleeping well, beautiful. Embrace it.
Yes, it's good to be a slug of bed now and again.
That's Yorkshire aye, that. Aye, lad. anyway, what am I going to say?
Good morning.
Let me wake up.
I've been drinking a lot of tea recently. I'm back on PG Tips, loving it.
It's the taste.
Well, it is. It tastes of tea. Yeah,
I've been doing better in.
Yeah.
With certain things, I was struggling with. Like my sleep and everything, but I was due to visit a friend in London on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sorry, on Friday.
Yeah. You're going
to
bruise that.
And I managed, believe it or not, to drive all the way from near Yorkshire.
Yes.
To London.
Blimey, that's a long old. How long was that? 4 hours?
You're going to get a black ender.
Well, thing is, I had to, because of my diabetes, I had to stop at every service station for a wee wee.
I love. Oh, do you know what, Alistair? I'm the same, and I don't think it's diabetes. I think it, for me, well, it's supposed to. I've had my prostate check, so it's not that. I'm pissing all the time at the moment, constantly pissing.
But you're drinking a lot of tea. Mm. That might do it.
I once met Uri Geller at a service station toilet.
A what now? Who?
Uri Geller.
Really?
Yeah, I did. And I'd met him before, so he was... Ian, it is great to see you. I think you're going to have wonderful things happen to you on your journey.
Did the arc of your urine bend while you... I don't know.
Yeah, it came back into my face. It was weird. He bent my cock.
Can you never say that word in front of people again, please?
What a show. Okay. What a show. So have we started?
When I got to London, of course, I needed my sat nav to find exactly where my friend was. I had visited him loads of times before, but it was a long time. Well, a while before I'd driven there.
Yes.
A few years, really.
Yes, sir.
Of course, I needed my sat nav, and what happens? 4G goes down. Right.
Holy
as soon as I hit
shit.
North London,
this is terrible.
And
man.
I get.
What day was this? What day was this, please?
This was like it was Friday night. Okay. Yeah, Friday evening.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Continue, please. So 4G's gone down.
Friday night, everyone.
Yeah. So I'm in the middle of.
Can I just say, Carl, click the live button, please, mate.
For heaven's sakes.
Click the live button. You're referencing. Well, he'll click the live button in 20 minutes. He's referencing Will Storr. Can someone in the chat tell him to click live? Carry on, please, caller.
Yeah, so I get lost. And eventually, because I ring my friend and he helps me. Well, he doesn't really help me that much. And I eventually see a sign which says the area of London he lives in. And I get there and we have a wonderful time. Although, it was great. I mean, I didn't sleep much better at his either. So I'm sort of wandering his large house like a ghost, Catherine.
Oh, no.
Why am I not allowed? I heard what you said then. Why are you excluding me from that?
He knows I'm the ghost knowledge person.
Yes. Mm. Catherine knows all about,
the apparitions and spectres and that.
The weird spirits.
Yes.
But, it was lovely to do that, to achieve that, to get all the way down. And also I now know that I can get to a Luton.
Oh, that was the conclusion of that story. You can get to Luton. Good, all right.
I won't say who it is, but
There's only eight tickets left.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I think.
Well,
it's going to be a show. Really And again, that's in inverted commas, but...
We'll be making a show of
ourselves. No, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good show. I thought of a really cool game we could play. Mm. What was it? Bugger, I should have written it down. It's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. Carl has clicked live. Welcome to the show, Carl.
Welcome to the present.
Welcome. It is going to be a good show. We've got special guests. We're gonna have the phone lines are open. It's gonna be brilliant. The yes no game is happening, Amy. But you've lost the last time you played it, so unlucky.
You did that thing on your radio show. They sped up normal speed.
Oh, we're gonna play that
slower.
Bootsy me, my bootsy
ting. Which is good to play.
I love that game.
We're
gonna be playing that. We're gonna be playing pocket poker. We're gonna be playing the yes no game. We're gonna be playing ding dang dooley. And which I haven't made up yet, but I just like the name, Ding Dang Dooley. So we'll be playing Ding Dang Dooley at some point. It's going to be a fun show. Fun, to quote the House Martins and the Beach Boys. Fun.
God, you make it sound so much funner by doing it like that.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It was good to save a friend, and he actually lives opposite to a famous
Abbey Road.
Famous person and female singer.
Is there part of a group? Little Mix. Little Mix is splitting up.
Little Mix have fallen out. What about the Spice? Is she a Spice Girl?
Yes.
This is private information. Please don't dox.
Specified the road.
Please don't dox Baby Spice.
Ginger.
That is Baby. Isn't it, Alistair?
Do you want me to reveal?
I know it's Baby Spice, right?
Melanie C.
It's Baby.
It's neither.
Melanie C.
It's neither Spice. Okay, thank you for that. Is there a woman called Abbey Road?
Yeah, probs.
Does she make blueies?
Why?
Just asking.
Do you think it sounds like a bluey? I don't think it sounds like a bluey name.
No, but if I were called Abbey Road, starring Abbey Road, I would. That, anyway,
listen.
It's not,
if you want to make a bluey, make a bluey. You don't have to change.
I mean, I don't. That is not.
Gosh.
Debbie says, are we going to be able to watch the Luton show? Possibly, I'm not sure yet. We're certainly going to record it as a podcast for the 666s, and maybe we'll play a best of out on the radio. But it's definitely going to be recorded as a poddy, like it was last time, because that was easy. That was lovely. Was it the 666s or the 20-pounders? It was everybody, I think, wasn't it? The full poddy? Was it for the 666s or the 20-pounders? Don't lie!
It was a Patreon exclusive, we know that.
It was a Patreon exclusive, most definitely. Most definitely, she was in Come Together. All right, guys. You started that. Do you know what is the rude line in Day Tripper?
She took me halfway there.
And what's that about?
Not finishing.
Yeah, but there's another rude line.
She's a big teaser.
She's a prick teaser. Mm. Yeah, she's a prick teaser.
I was listening to.
You know that, right?
We Can Work It Out. It's not about compromise, is it? It's about you listen to me. The words are not.
Try and see it my way.
While we see it your way, there's a risk of knowing that our love could soon be gone.
Yeah.
So you're wrong.
Yep.
We can work it out as long as you do what I say, is what he's saying.
Oh, Jimbo says we got a fresh link, so it went public. Yes, I'm talking about the audio podcast. Jimbo, fancy seeing you here. The audio podcast is the thing to which I refer. Mm. I can't remember what level that was. I like doing the streaming the videos. It's no bother. We do it for the patrons. Do it for the fans. Might get a few new subs. We'll decide once we've sold out all of the tickets. If we don't sell out, then definitely no. Definitely no is the thing there. Come on. Okay.
I have kicked a hedgehog.
It's a pleasure I get out of life.
No, not for fun. I went to put the bins out. I don't wear slippers generally around the house. Everywhere is carpeted, apart from where it's not. So I took the bins out, right? And I went down the ginnel at the side of the house.
Sorry, Kath.
Dark. And just as I got to the bin, something stuck in my foot. Could you not breathe that in my direction, please? I can smell that.
Sorry, Kath. Sorry.
Could you not?
One more.
How badly do you want to die?
Well, first of all, it doesn't kill you. There is nicotine in it, but that's because I've chosen to have nicotine.
No, I meant I will kill you. Kicked a hedgehog. A spine stuck in my foot. I had to pull it out. I ran upstairs. I showered my foot. I applied soap. I showered my foot again. And then I sprayed it with rubbing alcohol.
It's not enough.
It was enough. I didn't go to hospital to have my leg off. It's the wind in your willies.
But it's not enough. If there had been poison on the tip of that spine...
It was itching.
Then it's in the blood. That's what they told me about the cat bite. I said, I did scrub it and clean it. They said, well, it doesn't matter. Once it's in the blood.
Yeah, no, that was the reassurance I got from you when I said, I've just been stabbed by a hedgehog. Yeah. Oh, well, if it's in the blood, you've had it.
Yeah, well, exactly. I need to do it, but I need to be selfish in these situations. Do I need to get a new working partner? Have I got a plan to do shows on my own? What is going on? Will the Patreon numbers go down if you die? Will they go up? We don't know. These are all questions.
This is what's going to happen. I will die at some point, tragically.
Okay, when?
And then there'll be a black and white montage and everyone will be going, oh, and then you'll get famous again.
In Girl by the Beatles. Ah, girl, girl.
That sexy noise.
What? There's a rude bit in that.
Something about pain and pleasure?
No, they put jokes in. Girl, let's do this until we get kicked off.
She's the kind of girl who puts you down when friends are there. You feel a fool. Ooh,
ooh. Ooh, ooh, ah, girl. Here we go.
Some of those songs, they gave up, didn't
they? Yeah, there's a Rubber Soul is... Here we go. So listen to the backing vocals.
Is there anybody so much...
Hang on.
All this time, I don't know why.
22, 23, and then millionaires. Let's put a tit joke in. Let's do a tit joke in the song, shall we?
Listen, you can take the lads out of Liverpool, but you can't take the Liverpool out of the lads. There was a lot of bawdiness involved.
It's a pleasure I get
Harsh,
out of life.
Please click live. Harsh says Mel C.
Thing is, I think Harsh is live. I think I've noticed Harsh does this. Our accountant cannot be that slow. I think he's trolling us. And in a minute, he's going to say, Will Store is great. That's what he's going to do. Unbelievable. 0203286630. Exclusive shows for you Patreons this week. We're doing one today. We're doing one tomorrow. We're doing one on Thursday evening, which is tricky because I've got college. But I got the boys on Friday. And it's half term. One of them's got 2 weeks. One of them's got a week. I'm not really around much for their half term. So we thought I want to hang out with them on Friday. So hope you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying actually doing the Patreon only weeks. This is the second week of stuff just for you. If you don't sign up again, you're a bastard.
Obvs.
But I'm enjoying doing the Patreon only stuff. I do want to get back into Paddington Green, airline. Have we got another date for that photo shoot? Because I haven't written it down.
Yeah.
Could you send it to me, please, at some point? Thanking you very much indeed.
Let me remember now. I'm terrible at the moment, memory-wise. I haven't put in my expenses for jury service. Completely forgot last week.
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Have we got a date for the photos yet? Because I can't remember.
I feel like you've asked me that before.
What?
Hmm?
When's your jury service?
I've done it.
What?
Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
Yes, Friday the November the 12th.
Okay, but you talk to the boys and girls.
Friday, November the 12th, we're going to get some pictures done. And what's going to happen is I will think I look all right until I see the pictures and then I'll think I've spoilt them. That's what always happens. But what I need to do after that is just calm down, breathe deeply, look at them properly and realise, yes, it's okay that I look like that. That's what I look like. We're none of us who we think we are in our own heads.
What time?
6 p.m, wasn't it?
I don't know, mate. You've got the email open and I'm asking you.
Don't take that tone with me.
I mean, what is that? I will message Claudia and see if she's free and we'll go in early.
Okay.
Photos should.
They're all 6 p.m.s.
Photos should. Flamingo. I'm going to colour that flamingo.
Four Tour Shoot. Right, 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. Yes, no game is up for grabs. Can anybody beat me, the reigning champion? Beat me, I've got a nice prize for you. It's an artist's draft. You know the... I don't think you can see it. If you just... That picture there... there is an artist's draft that's in my kitchen. It's a prize, if you want it. If you want it. If you want it.
Well, you got to earn it.
How many yards? Shut up, Harsh. But you got to beat me in the yes-no game. 60 seconds. Do not say the word yes, no, yeah, no,
And none don't keep repeating the same thing.
Yeah, and also, you got to be quick, because you get a lot of... This is what you get. Have you had a good day?
I should think so.
Do the pause. So, can you speak French?
Oui.
Well, that would be out.
No, it wouldn't. Didn't say it.
Well, no, you'd be out because you said yes in a foreign language.
You need to clarify that.
No, I don't need to clarify
because
everyone knows it. You can't. You're not allowed to nod. Do that. Go. Mm-hmm.
Ask me again.
No, I'm not going to ask you again. The point I was trying to make is people do really long pauses in it, and that is out of order, guys. You cannot do that.
What if they're thoughtful people?
Well, then they lose the yes-no game. It's as simple as that. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number if you want to play the yes-no game, or if you want to call in for absolutely anything
else. Why wouldn't you want to play with him? He makes it sound like such a lot of fun.
It is... fuck you.
Is an acceptable response.
I can't. When I'm down, it's my razor sharp wit is dulled, and so fuck you is the best I got at the moment. Actually, it's quite good. I watched Carlito's Way. I'm starting to notice now that things from the 90s look very dated.
Look like
very
the
80s. Dated. Yeah, I couldn't watch. I started watching The Sopranos, but it was just awful. The Foley, you know, the dubbing of the footsteps and stuff. It was shit. It was so bad. It was so 90s. And I'm halfway through.
Were they all wearing heels?
Yes, that's what it sounded like. The men.
Yeah.
It looked, and it had that kind of slightly fuzzy thing. Jimbo finished Squid Game last night. Tough guy. But
what you could, everyone else got shot.
Okay, it's a joke. Okay. But I'm also watching. Then I'm going down a Al Pacino rabbit hole, and I'm watching Serpico. I've never seen Serpico before. That's a good film. It's a good film. But all I can think, because you know he's 4'11", so all I do now, and in the later films,
he's wearing heels.
They mask it.
Cuban.
The later films, they mask it. In Carlito's Way, you wouldn't know he was 4'11". In Serpico, you know he's 4'11". He's like this. Okay, Chief. Chief, this is unfair.
Ho ha! I said ho ha. Can you hear me up there?
Can I get a bag of chips and a tizer? So.
What do you mean you want to see my mother?
So yeah, in Serpico, you know he's tiny because they ain't a star then. He can't ask for heels and for other actors to be in trenches or any of that.
Give me the box.
He's a strange one. I tell you what, he's so similar. In the 70s to Hoffman. So similar. And I'm watching Serpico thinking, this is almost like watching Dustin Hoffman. And if you were to watch Marathon Man and replace Hoffman with Pacino, it would make sense.
They were tight back then, weren't they?
Isn't it funny? There was the three of them, maybe you think of others, but the three of them, De Niro, Hoffman and Pacino, who were the Lee Strasberg School of Method Acting, where there was a great line. So Marathon Man is a great film. Maybe I'll watch that again. And it's got Laurence Olivier as a it's like set in the 70s, but as a Nazi who's kind of escaped. Mm-hmm. And Dustin Hoffman as a marathon man who runs marathons, right? So it's kind of, it was billed at the time as the clash of the old school acting and the method acting. And look about. And there was a scene where Dustin Hoffman is supposed to have been up for 2 days, right? So he stayed up for 2 days and was in a terrible state. And he turned up, and Laurence Olivier turned up all fresh and clean. And he said, "But Laurence," he said, "what have you, why are you in such a terrible, terrible state?" He said, "I've been up, I've been up, Mrs. Robinson, for 2 days straight. And Laurence Olivier said, why don't you try acting, dear boy? And it's true, really. Why don't you try acting, dear boy?
Yeah, could you act tired?
Ah, oh, man, it's good, Marathon Man. But I don't know what other Pacino films to watch. I don't want to see Dog Day Afternoon again. We saw that a few years ago, and I've seen it's my second favourite film of all time. But I need to give it a bit more time. Justice for All is a good film. I might watch Justice for All, but that's it. That's it, really. And then I think I'm done with Pacino. I do like watching him. It's weird, isn't it, how him and De Niro will now do any old shit. There was a point in the 80s where both of them, you know, they'd had this run of great films, intense acting, and then both of them did a film that was a bit shit, and that was kind of the end of them as great actors. And now I think they're both skint because of ex-wives, and I think Pacino has, there was the accountant ripping him off kind of vibe, and that's why he does like any old crap now. Cock Bongo says, do not watch Scent of a Woman again. It is awful. Yeah. I mean, all I remember from that is him driving a car as a blind man. That's I remember watching that on video when we were at college. But yeah, you know, it's weird that they were the leading light of actors. You know, now they just, you know. I mean, De Niro's in the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie doing the You Talking to Me thing, you know.
Well,
wow.
It's what the people want. He's doing his greatest hits.
Fuck off, Harsh.
They
Will Story's a great writer.
They got famous early and were massive and powerful and respected and didn't get any guidance from anyone who wasn't asking for something from them, I'm guessing.
Oh, I don't think it's that. I think it's I think by the mid to late 80s that Hollywood changed in the 70s. Late 60s and 70s. Up until then, it was big studios and stuff. But then in the late 60s, it became personality-led, and it was the directors, and then the stars, and there was this whole new way of acting and new way of making movies, and it was auteurs doing it. And then it kind of, because cocaine, until it had to explode, and it kind of went back to the studios again in the late 80s, and a new wave of talent.
So now you've got loads of cinema actors, movie actors, who are doing television things. I'm guessing that's where the work and the money is.
James Stone is going to get timed out. They lick the rocks for salt. That's an old... he's like weeks behind, right? Isn't he?
Yeah.
See No Evil, Hear No Evil is still great. I don't know if it was ever great. I do enjoy that movie. It's probably... you probably... Bear with me, caller. You probably can't watch See No Evil, Hear... You probably...
Here we go.
You probably can't watch... Can you see it? Here's the thing about See No Evil, Hear No Evil, right? You probably... I would suggest... here's my thinking about the movie... See No Evil.
What do you think about that film?
Hear No Evil. Here's the thing about that. I think about See No Evil, Hear No Evil. You probably can't watch it now. Why is that?
I think it's just gone politically correct.
That's what I'm saying.
Worth waiting for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. It's part of me thinks you can still watch it.
Ian, you're contradicting yourself.
So what? I'm a human being. We're all full of contradictions. That's life.
I'm not.
I've seen Heat. Is it true that they're not on set at the same time in Heat? I heard a thing that they're not on set at the same time because they only have
like
a couple
George
of,
Michael and Aretha.
Yes, they only have a couple of scenes together, and if I'm correct, I mean I haven't seen it for such a long time. In those scenes, you don't see them going like, "Hey, Bobby."
Why wouldn't they be together?
Egos.
Come
cocaine.
On now.
But you see them like in one, you'll see one in a shot and then you'll see the other in a shot. So if you give me your Al Pacino movie recommendations, please. Mm-hmm.
But be quick because he's losing interest.
Yeah, I'm going off that guy. I'm going to watch Serpico. Serpico's great. There's some of the costumes in Serpico because he's playing like this sort of cop that is a hippie. And it's, oh man, it's great.
I watched that with my granddad years ago.
Right.
Serpico. It's one of those ones that you watched with your granddad because there was no else on.
Here's something I read interesting about it. They filmed it backwards. What? Not like...
I was going to say that would be silly.
They filmed it in reverse because at the end he's got long hair and a beard.
Right.
So they filmed it in reverse and every time they went back a little bit in time, he'd just have a little... They'd just clip it a little bit.
Of course they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course
but
they
did. But that's great because here's... We've got CGI. We've got the most amazing technology. No one in Hollywood has yet been able to make a convincing fake beard. No. It's never been done.
Or convincing aging. I can always tell. Done. I'll go, that's a young person with plasticine on their face. Oh, they're gonna. Yeah. There's going to be a never flashback or something.
Although, they have got the technology to make people younger. Did you see the last Pee Wee Herman film?
No, and I didn't see The Irishman either.
Well, in the Pee Wee Herman film, the whole budget went on making him look younger.
Oh, I tell you who I did notice they did it to.
Yeah.
Rachel Weisz in Black Widow.
Yep, yep, yep. They also did
it. I was thinking, she looks like, oh gosh, yeah. It's a young Rachel Weisz. Yeah. It was her.
They did it to the guy as well, but it wasn't quite as convincing on him. But they can, making people younger, they've got.
Mm.
They've got. But older with the crow's feet, no. They're not there yet.
No.
They will never be. They might be there for that. They'll never be there for a convincing beard. That is out. That is not happening. That is dumb.
No. So that's that.
James says, or a convincing newspaper front page. They always look like they've been printed in Microsoft Word. I miss the spinning newspapers in movies.
Why am I immediately thinking Superman?
Is it in Superman?
Spinning newspapers, yeah. There's
it all... possibly is, yeah.
You know, because he worked at the Daily Planet, didn't he?
Did he? No, he didn't.
Oh, spoiler.
He's in Superman, didn't he? Superman didn't have a job. He lived in, like, the North Pole in the Fortress of Tranquility. You're thinking of
Clark Kent
and Lois Lane. That's who you're thinking of. We're also in the movie, but as independent characters.
Yeah. Silly mate. And Spider-Man. He also worked for the papers. Very glamorous business.
Who? What?
No, didn't, did he?
No. You're thinking of...
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker the paedophile.
I actually, when I was a kid, did think... Not that he was a paedophile, but that his name was Peter.
Peter Parker. Or here we go. James has got it. An old photo with the actors in. That is terrible. I could do a better job than that. Where it's like a family, but then there's a picture of them 20 years ago.
They always look like those ones you used to get from theme parks where you're dressed up as a cowboy.
They look like the pictures that were taken in Green Card to make it look like they've been living together for 20 years.
I did quite like Green Card.
I like
what
Green Card.
What the hell has happened to him?
He's a rapist. He's a rapist too.
He's an insane man.
Lives in Russia now, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I'm not making light of that.
Man alive.
Debbie says, no, don't watch films or TV. Cancel my Netflix subscription to pay for my Patreon. Thank you. Now you've got Radio on it. Get rid of the TV. Sell it.
Cockbongo says, you mean the guy that gets those great photos of Spider-Man?
Oh, no, hang on a minute.
He doesn't ever get the pictures, does he?
We can say... It's canon now that we know that Spider-Man is Peter Parker because that came out in the last movie, actually.
I haven't seen
the last one. And in the new one, he tries to eradicate the fact that everyone knows he's Peter Parker. I want to see that new Spider-Man movie. Give me that new Spider-Man.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.